On Bee's World today, I want to talk about Club Django Sextet of Toronto. This award-winning local ensemble play music made famous by Django Reinhardt and Stefan Grappelli and are considered the finest interpreters of jazz manouche or gypsy jazz in the country. I thought it would be fun to look at the band and their obsession with one of the most famous guitar players that has ever lived. The Club Django Sextet of Toronto have released three albums. This is their debut album in the background, recorded at the turn of the century in the year 2000. Now, one of the secrets to doing gypsy jazz correctly is to have a lot of guitars. Two or three guitar players per gig, people like Tony Oldland, Wayne Nakamura, and John Farrell playing lead guitar. You get a solid bass like Abby Scholzberg, who not only plays bass but also manages the band. And then, of course, you need some killer accordion player. Well, Jerry Dulligal will look after that. His father is the late, great Fred Dulligal, another great jazz musician. And when not playing accordion, Jerry also loves to play piano. And finally, with accordion, bass, and some guitars, what do you need? Well, you need the violin, of course. Classically trained like his idol, Stefan Grappelli, Rodion Boscher is versatile and has a sound that expresses his Russian roots. I first saw him in a production of Forever Tango and was blown away, and I've been following him ever since. Now, this music became so famous in Paris in the 30s. When I listen to it, I still feel like I'm in a movie like Amelie, Midnight in Paris, or Triplets of Belleville. And now, a little information on Django. Django Reinhardt was born in 1910 in Belgium. He was of Romani ethnicity, and that means he was doing jazz manouche or gypsy jazz from a young age. Many say he basically invented the genre. Now, some of his songs like Minor Swing, Nuage, and Swing 42, that's Swing 42 in the background, they've become standards in the world of jazz. And anyone who is a fan of Django Reinhardt probably knows this story. At the age of 18, there was a fire which ravaged the caravan he was sharing with his first wife. Doctors believed he'd never play guitar again and wanted to amputate one of his legs. Reinhardt refused to have the surgery, left the hospital after a short time, was able to walk within a year, and thanks to his brother Joseph, also an accomplished guitarist, Django relearned his craft in a completely new way, even with his fourth and fifth fingers partially paralyzed. He basically made guitar solos with just two fingers and used the two injured digits just for chord work. His story is all over popular culture. In the movie Swing Kids, for example, there is a character who has his hand damaged but is inspired by Reinhardt's example and keeps playing guitar. Black Sabbath's guitar player also suffered an industrial accident at 17, lost the tips of two of his fingers, and his boss played Django Reinhardt records to keep him pursuing his dream as a guitar player. And it worked. There are countless songs written for Django, including Robbie Robertson's Tango for Django and the Modern Jazz Quartet song Django from back in 54. His music has been featured in so many movies: Hugo, Chocolat, The Aviator, LA Stories, even The Matrix. And, of course, many Woody Allen films, most notably Stardust Memories and Sweet and Lowdown. In 2010, to mark the 100th anniversary of Django, the Belgian government put out a 10-euro coin with a color image of Django Reinhardt. His biggest fans include Jerry Garcia, Jeff Beck, and Paul McCartney. But you don't have to be famous to love Django Reinhardt. The Club Django Sextet of Toronto certainly love him, and you can join me and enjoy them at the World Music Festival at Hughes Room, Thursday, August the 6th at 8 p.m. The festival runs August 4th to 8th, and you can pick up all your tickets now. Go to jazz.fm and just click on World Music Festival. That's it for Bee's World.